Hello, everybody. This is Restaurant Junkies, brought to you by Pops and Jakey T. And I hope everybody had a good week so far and eating good and try different restaurants. It's always nice to do. So
now
I keep on saying today we had a good experience, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we went to this restaurant that we went to a couple times.
Yeah,
I always got chop suey, that's what I like. But this time we got the hamburgers and french fries, as usual. And before we do that, you have anything else you want to talk about? It was a nice day on Monday.
Yeah, well, we had a nice week. This is a food channel, Dad.
I know when we had difficulty with our computer.
Yeah.
So we're running a little late here.
Yeah, I mean, difficulties for the past half an hour.
Yeah.
Trying to fix it.
So we got finally up and running.
Yeah.
So, okay. So we went out to eat today. It's, I met JKT at home and then we took him. We went out to eat and we went to,
Golden Gate.
I keep on thinking it's Golden Key for some reason. It's Golden Gate Restaurant down there on Union Boulevard in Allentown. So, like I said, we went there a couple times before. We got, chop sirloin. Yeah, they're decent. So, we went in. It's nice and clean and that. And
it has like a 1950s aesthetic. Reminds me of an old time
restaurant, like one of those metal diners. Yeah, that's what it reminds you of. So, and nice and clean. The lady came and got us our drinks, and she was pretty fast. What? Oh, don't worry, I remember.
Where's your book at?
Downstairs.
Hold on, guys. We're gonna continue. I tell Pops, bring it up. Don't forget downstairs.
I know, I forgot downstairs.
It's got downstairs.
So. That's okay.
Maybe a crucial note to me.
I remember.
Yeah, okay.
So we got, they had about, what, five or six different hamburgers. Had a pizza
count.
Burger, a bacon cheeseburger, a regular hamburger. I think it's six. So we got that, a turning burger, which came with french fries. And it took them about, we ordered that. Well, first my girlfriend ordered
chicken parm
with
a salad.
And soup. We got soup. I got soup too. And they came right away with the soup and the salad. Yeah, not even that. It was fast. And so we waited and it only took them 12 minutes and they brought everything out to us. Everything, the chicken parm and our hamburger. And our hamburgers were looked good.
They
looked good. That what we wanted on it. We got lettuce, tomato, onions, and mayonnaise and that on them.
And pickles,
and, they gave us pickles. So we got those. So now it's time to munch into them. So we've been into them. And guess what? They were good.
They were good. For a cheap price, they were delicious.
Good. Yeah, well, we didn't say the price yet.
Oh, well, I'll tell you the price.
Yeah, you'll be surprised.
Yeah.
So, we ate that.
They had more flavor than last week's.
Right.
They had more flavor than Nazareth Diner, for sure.
Sure. That's our worst place.
That's our worst place. That's going to be the, like, out of 10. And I'll say 1 of 10. That's going to be like,
the one.
That's the one.
Yeah. That's one you don't want to go to for hamburgers, but they might have other good food. So, like I said, we've been into them and they were good. So, we ate our food and that, and the waitress was nice. They kept on clearing our table. I was surprised at that.
Drinks, whatnot.
I think the girl liked you.
No.
But, I'm just joking.
Yeah,
so, And they kept on refilling our drinks and that. And we were actually shocked. At the price.
The price is...
A poor man could eat there.
Yeah.
Put it that way. The price for a hamburger and french fries is honest goodness truth. But what you want was only... Dun, 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 $4.50.
Amazing. I don't know.
And
they
were good
hamburgers.
They were good hamburgers. Yeah. The rolls were decent. Everything was good.
Mm-hmm.
The french fries are decent. Yeah. So we were, like I said, we were shocked at the price. And, less your drinks, unless you got water. But for $4.50, you can't even go to McDonald's for a good hamburger for and fries for $4.50. Mm-hmm. How much is a hamburger? I don't even know.
Well, hamburger at McDonald's is $1. That's just pickles and ketchup. And
a large fry, say?
It's $3.
So like there is $4, and this is good food. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, and they bring it to you right at the table. Can't complain about that, so. Mm-hmm. So we got that, and like I said, it was good, so.
Oh, well, now McDonald's brings it to the table to you now.
Oh, do they?
You pick your own, like, number or whatever, depending on McDonald's you go to. Some do it, not all do it, at least from what I've seen.
When we were up in New York, Wendy's brought the food to your table.
That's weird.
Yeah, it was weird. But up in northern part of New York. We were actually shocked. It was a very good meal, and I would recommend that place to anybody. Even the chop suey is pretty cheap when you get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, cheap. I don't know how they afford to do it, honestly.
Yeah, like I said, it's nice. They decorate it with all kinds of
stuff.
Every season, every holiday, they had the... What's the next holiday? The green one.
Easter?
No.
Oh, St. Patrick's
Day. St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, decorated St. Patrick's. Like I said, they decorate this diner. I don't know if they get somebody to come in and do it, but they must have like a whole storeroom of decoration because they decorate it all the time.
So I overheard them talking about they want to remodel the place.
Yeah.
So
that might wreck it.
It depends. Going now, you still can see it for how it looks.
Yeah, if you go, like I said, we recommend it to anybody to go there and
eat. It's really good, honestly.
It's good. The waitress are nice.
Cheap. Everyone's nice. To
yeah, they were nice there. And yeah, so that's our dining experience.
Now, so, what's the rating, Pops?
Okay, what do you want to rate this one?
Well, we were talking about it in the diner.
Yeah.
And we think... I'm pretty sure we think that's...
Did we tell them how long it took them to get our hamburgers?
I said 12 minutes.
Oh, 12 minutes? Okay.
We think it's a 10.
That's what we think, too.
Because of the price.
The taste.
The taste, the deal in general for
yeah.
hamburger and french
can't
fries.
Can't beat it, I'm telling you right now.
And Burger Shack was like stuffed hamburgers, I guess. That's what he was saying. But I was saying it's the price is what makes it different.
Did it fill you up? It wasn't like a cheapy, cheesy hamburger. It was a good hamburger.
It was a good hamburger.
Yeah.
They did fill you
they
up.
Ask how you want it. You get it
well done.
But yeah, it filled you up, right? The five hamburgers?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was good. So go there. That's a good place to go. It's
Golden Gate.
Golden Gate. I always want to say Golden Key. I don't know why. In Allentown. So it's right on Union Boulevard. So.
All right.
Okay, now, our...
Well, it's the sponsor in.
Okay, go ahead.
And we're back. Sorry for no goodbye. I forgot to say
right.
goodbye.
Okay. So, today, what is my paper?
Oh.
I was falling asleep up here. We're going to make... You can read because I'm blind as a bat.
Oh, my gosh. Amish apple dumplings. For this, you will need 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 2.5 teaspoons of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 2/3 cup of butter softened, and 1/2 cup of milk, 6 apples peeled and cored, 2 cups brown sugar, 2 cups of water, 1/4 cup of butter, I should have said 1/4 cup, and 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon. Preparation instructions. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. In a medium-sized bowl, combine flour, baking powder, and salt. Mix in the butter, then add in the milk, and mix just until a soft dough forms.
Divide the dough into 6 balls. Roll out each ball of
dough on a floured surface. Place an apple in the center of each piece of dough. Fold the dough around the apple and press it together to form a ball. Spray a 9-inch by 13-inch pan of cooking spray. Place the dumplings in the prepared pan in a small saucepan over medium-low heat. Combine brown sugar, water, butter, and cinnamon. Heat until it barely starts boiling, stirring often. Pour this mixture over the dumplings. Bake at 350 degrees for 30 minutes or until the apples are soft and the dough is golden brown. That's all.
I mean, that's good with Yeah, maybe a cup of coffee, some ice cream, banana ice cream. You bought them.
Yeah, you never made them.
I know. We should try to make them.
Yeah, don't have pops.
I can make them.
Make a cooking show.
Yeah, there you go. I probably could make them.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you could. I don't believe
yeah.
Well, it'd be a mess.
Probably be a mess, because I'm always a mess.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So, It's been the big news of the... We got like, two big announcements of the week. We'll talk about them on the main podcast, PUBG podcast. But we'll bring them up today, because, you know, might as well. So, I got my permit on Saturday, so I can drive if Pops or my mom in the car, or my brothers or whoever, or just my parents. And we got a mixer and a new microphone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what the other big thing is?
What?
Where are we doing our show this week?
Oh, another thing. We're doing our next show, PUBG Podcast, in... Was it Atlantic City, New Jersey?
Yeah, Atlantic City, New Jersey from the Resorts Hotel. Ooh. And I think we're going to eat down there, too.
Oh, yeah, probably will. We'll probably film the Restaurant Junkies down there.
Yeah, the next week.
We want to... So, for the next one, we're hoping... We're not asked to do it. Just film in the restaurant. We're not asked to do it. If we can't, we're just film in the hotel room.
Right.
So, maybe you'll see us in the hotel room. Maybe you'll see us in the actual...
Well, we'll get burgers and they have these great chicken wings.
Mm-hmm.
So,
always.
I love chicken wings.
Yeah, I know you do.
So, but these are huge chicken wings on steroids. So,
yeah, even saying, Pops.
So, that's what we're going to do our next show from and our Friday show from there, too.
Yeah. So, you're going to see two views from Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Maybe take a picture of the ocean.
I'm going to record it and vlog it vlog style.
Yeah, maybe we'll see. Hope it's a nice day.
Hopefully.
Hope it don't rain. It might, even if it's cold, as long as it's sunny, I don't care. Yeah, you know? Yeah. Anything else while we're talking? This one's going to be short and sweet, I think.
Yeah.
Today.
It's pretty short. I mean, it's only going to be like 12 to 13 minutes.
Is there anything else we're going to talk about? But
you're so busy struggling with the computer that we couldn't even think of how to do
it. I was sleeping. I fell asleep.
Yeah, he fell asleep. I
get up at 3 in the morning.
Hang it out. I was like, computer's not working.
So, like I say, go to Golden Gate. It's a cheap place to go. Good food.
Golden Gate?
Yeah, not the Golden Key.
No. I said message to see if he'd fall for it.
I didn't fall for it.
I'm surprised he didn't.
It's a nice place to eat. And, it's probably on Union Boulevard in Allentown. So, like I said, we went there a couple times. We got other food, but yeah, the hamburgers, I would buy their hamburgers again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's like one of the other places I want to go back to and eat besides Burger Shack. Like that and Burger Shack are like the gold standard for
food. For hamburgers.
Hamburgers, at least.
But like I said, their other food's good.
Their other food's good. Sirloin, the chicken parmesan. The dessert we had.
Oh, yeah, strawberry.
We should start giving a dessert, too. The next time.
What did we have? Strawberry shortcake? That was great. Mm-hmm. It wasn't regular strawberry. It was like a cake with, like, filled of strawberries with whipped cream.
And ice cream they gave it. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
That was good.
It was good. We were just tired from eating, honestly.
We just got back not that long ago.
Yeah, but I was still messing around with them. I'm going to start the mixer and mess around with that afterwards. So,
let's see how that works. We'll see what we can do. Maybe we can put some, like, clapping.
No, we can do that. I mean, change your voices. So.
Yeah.
But you hear the,
this is the food god. like I said, now how can they get a hold of us?
You can follow us on Twitter at PopsJakey. You can follow us on Instagram at PopsJakeyPodcast. You can follow us. No, you can follow the Facebook group on Facebook at PopsJakeyPodcast. Podcast fan group, I think it is.
Fan group, that's right.
And emails at popsgtpodcast@gmail.com. Anything else? I don't think so. That's it.
Okay, we might get a phone so you can call us.
You can watch this on YouTube if you're listening. You watch on YouTube at JKT, all caps. It's a picture of my face all gray. It's a lot of, it's not JKT, it's always Jake YT, like Jake YouTube.
Oh, okay.
So, like, yeah.
So, Okay, now everybody keep on eating and have a good week. And we'll hear from us next week and see us next week.
Hear from us next week.
From Atlantic City.
Atlantic City.
Okay, have a good one.
Have a good one. Bye.